Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning to our listening audience out there. And I want to definitely thank my favorite and wonderful grandson, Isaiah, as he does each and every time we come on these airways introducing this show. Oh, it's just a privilege and an honor to be in business together with my grandson, and I'm just really so proud of him. And I want to thank the 41,000-plus listeners who have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, which means people really do value the information that we share and put out here on this radio show. And, hey, we're excited, you know, about today's show. Today's show really, you know, the focus for today's show came after reading an article this past weekend as preparing for Mother's Day, and to all of the moms out there that are listening, especially since the title of the show is Women Working From Home, the Victoria Falk story. And then for all of the moms out there, listen, hey, a belated again, happy Mother's Day. Anyway, this article was talking about 7 inspiring home-based business ideas for stay-at-home moms or dads, but specifically stay-at-home moms. And basically, it's also shared the fact that 52% of companies that operate in the U.S. offer a home-based business solution to working with their company. So there's, you know, the majority of companies, that's 52%, not, you know, that means 48% of companies are still doing traditional employment, but 52% of companies also offering home-based employment. Very, very interesting. And the story focused around this young lady who's married, and her and her husband had to make a choice. The mom, she really wanted to go outside the house and work. She had a job paying $9.25 an hour. But in order to go to work, she needed to make at least $11.50 an hour to break even for the daycare costs and the cost it would take for her to leave the home. So what they had to do was they just had to survive off the husband's salary because it would cost too much for her to go to work, take care of daycare. So they had to streamline their budget, a lot of other things, you know, that they had to do in order for, you know, to focus on traditional work. And there's a lot of moms that are going through that particular dilemma, especially when it comes to child care. And then, you know, some where, you know, the jobs are not that meaningful, and frustration and all of that that goes with just trying to live in dignity. And so home-based business solutions is a very viable solution for women today in the workforce. Today, you know, we're fortunate and blessed to have Ms. Victoria Falk today join us, who was a person who came from traditional work, felt she had a pretty, quote-unquote, decent job, but it's a lot of problems that she encountered, and I'm going to let her tell a story. I'm not going to take her thunder, and, you know, and then ultimately she got involved in a home-based business that really became a blessing for her for situations that she was encountering in terms of work. So good morning, Ms. Falk. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm truly blessed. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Great. Hey, it's an honor and privilege. I'm glad you take time from your busy schedule, you know, to be able to be on and join us this morning and being able to share and be an inspiration to other women out there that's listening who might be pondering some of the things that you had to ponder at some point in time. But tell us about, you know, your work experience and, you know, what prompted you to ultimately look into an actual home-based business opportunity? So what was the job like? What was happening in your life that forced you to begin to look at those types of solutions?
Well, you know, I was a social worker for 17 years of my life, and I was actually a supervisor for 8 of those years. And the irony in it all was that I was getting paid to monitor the well-being of children and families while my own child was being practically raised by the babysitter. You know, I felt like I was living a lie. As I was going to work, I was actually teaching people how to spend quality time with their family. You know, I had a parenting group that I taught. And I would tell the moms the importance of making breakfast and making dinner and sitting with their children and doing the homework. But I had a babysitter that I was paying to make breakfast for my child and to make dinner for my child. You know, I started off with a job where the hours were supposed to be 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. But I ended up going to work 9 in the morning, leaving sometimes 9 at night, 10 at night, and working just about every Saturday during the month. You know, as a single mom, I was scared to lose my job. You know, I said, this is my bread and butter. I need to be able to support my child. And I became a slave to the job. You know, and it was humiliating for me to have to go to work and have to beg a boss for time off to take my child to the doctor, beg a boss for time off so that I could be at school for my child. And I'm sad to say, you know, even though I was entitled to time off, I was often told no. You know, and I'm ashamed to say, you know, the times that I needed to be there for my child, but because the boss said no, I'm telling my daughter, sorry, baby, we can't do it today. No, honey, mommy can't be there today. And I really missed out on so much. And I think when it really hit home for me is when I had to take my daughter to the doctor. And the pediatrician asked me basic questions about my child. You know, what does she like to eat? What does she like to do? At what age did she sit up? At, you know, how the general physical is. And I didn't know the answers to the questions. I did not know the basic day-to-day activity in my daughter's life. But yet I have this job where if you ask me anything about any one of the children on my caseload, I can tell you every detail. I could tell you how they were doing in school. I could tell you their grades, when the immunizations were coming due. I can tell you what they liked. But my own daughter was suffering. You know, so that really hit me. And I said, oh, no, this is something that I have to take a look at. And I can relate also to the story of the young lady you mentioned earlier, you know, with the daycare costs. Because, you know, when I was a social worker, the money that I made was considered good money by a lot of folks as far as the paycheck is concerned. But as far as lifestyle, the babysitter had a better lifestyle than I did. You know, it was funny because the babysitter would tell me about all these wonderful vacations she was going on. And I'd say, wow, you're going a lot of places. You know, how are you able to do that? And she would laugh and she would tell me, she said, don't you remember you've been working overtime? She said, so every time you work overtime, I'm able to plan another vacation. So, you know, those are the things that really struck me and let me think that, you know, maybe I need to be open to some options, and home-based business was really the way to go for me. I'm so blessed that I made that decision.
Wow. Definitely. I mean, you know, you got, you know, your babysitter was enjoying your money and having fun. And you was working to survive and working to take care of the babysitter. Wow.
Basically,
wow.
Yes. That's how it was. You know, the jobs, you once you pay the rent and the babysitter, there's just enough money to get back to work and do it all again. But
wow.
Like I said, the home-based business has been the way to go, and I've connected with the New York Women's Chamber of Commerce, where I'm blessed to be around a lot of women that are pursuing their dream for home-based business, and I encourage all the women out there, you know, to make it a reality for yourself. I have no regrets.
Okay. And you were sharing with me, and I don't know if you mind sharing with the listeners, what was the difference in this past Mother's Day for you than Mother's Day of the past in terms of the nightmare you had going through with your job?
Well, I actually got a Mother's Day card this year. You know, since I've been home, able to, you know, work my business and be there for my child, like, life has changed so much. You know, my daughter's in the fourth grade, and this was the first year I was able to walk her to school on the first day, you know, walk her to school and pick her up. And on previous Mother's Days, my daughter would make me a Mother's Day card and then stand in front of me and rip it in front of my face and tell me that she hated me. And she really hated me because she did not understand why Mommy had so much love and attention for all these other people, but there wasn't any for her. That's what she felt. Even though I love my child dearly, and we don't understand that not being there during those times, you know, what it means to them. But this year, to actually get a Mother's Day card from my child, and I'm looking at it right now, and, you know, it was just the most beautiful thing for me. And to have her just hug me and kiss me and, you know, and just to understand, yes, Mommy does love you. So this was a beautiful Mother's Day. Being able to build a relationship with my daughter, because you don't get the time back. Once the day is gone, it's lost. So to be able to work from home and to build precious family memories and to have my child know that, yes, Mommy loves you, Mommy is trying to make a living, I'm just so blessed. Definitely.
All right. That's wonderful. We're going to take a station break here, and then when we come back on the other side, let you be able to share with people the specific home-based business that you're in, because, I mean, you're doing pretty darn good in this thing. I mean, you've won a couple trips and working on a trip to take your daughter to Disney World, all expenses paid by the company and stuff like that. And so we want people to know about this fabulous company that you found and how you found it. So we're going to take a short station break here, and we'll be right back at you in about another minute. Hey, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. This is truly listener-supported radio, and we'd like to thank the 41,000-plus listeners who have tuned in to shows here on Blog Talk Radio, Home-Based Business 101. And, you know, if you ever have any comments or things that you'd like for us to share, you can always send us a text to 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Home-Based Business 101 is part of our Movements Unlimited radio outreach that we do through our nonprofit organization, as we share opportunities and raise money to do our youth and family and community development work that is so preciously needed in our community. So, again, we want to thank those people for tuning in and definitely making this favorite shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And so we're going to get ready to come back to Miss Victoria Falk and let her tell us about the company that she's in and all of the wonderful things that have occurred for her in this business that has been a blessing that helped take her away from the nightmare of her job that she said paid well but really did not help her have a decent quote-unquote lifestyle. So, Ms. Falk, what type of home-based business are you in, and, you know, how did you get introduced to
it? Well, I'm in YTB, the YTB Travel Network, and I was introduced to the business back in 2008. I was actually in a nail salon, and a lady I never saw before in life approached me, and she said the magic words. She said, if I could show you how to make money and have fun, will you listen? And, yes, I did listen. I got started real quick, but, you know, I did what most folks do. I quit real quick because that job, I was such a slave to the job, I didn't know if I could function without it. So I delved back into social work. But then, by coincidence, in 2011, Mother's Day of all times, I went to a YTB event, not even realizing it was a YTB event. And, you know, there were these ladies standing in front of the room, and they were talking about these bonus checks that they got, and they were talking about these fabulous trips, these trips that usually cost a couple of $1,000s, but they were able to go for free, and they were able to go for $249. And they were talking about firing their bosses, and I said, you know what, I need to pay attention to this opportunity, and I'm so glad I did because, you know, I've just been so blessed. The job that I was telling you about that had me there from 9 in the morning to 9, 10 at night, I never got a bonus check on the job because they never offered a bonus check. you know, and here it is with my travel business with YTD, I'm able to get multiple $500 bonus checks. I'm working on the next one, which is the $10,000 bonus check. I've been traveling these last couple months. I've taken, let me see, one, two, three. I just had my third free vacation. I'm looking for, and you know, it's great because when you win a trip with this company, I mean, they have you on the five-star trip. You know, I was in the five-star luxury resort in Williamsburg, Virginia, back in March, and then they had me in the five-star hotel out in Baltimore, Maryland, and I just came from Mexico. I was on a cruise with the founders of the company. Can you imagine, you know, to come from a job where it was forbidden to speak to the CEO. You know, you couldn't speak to your bosses. They were seen as distant, untouchable. But to actually win a cruise to celebrate the birthday of the founder, you know, so that was just really amazing for me. And I still couldn't believe it. I kept waiting for them to give me a bill. I said, no, this is my free trip. I really did win this. I'm getting ready to go to Coconut Point, Florida, you know, in a few weeks. Another five-star vacation, you know, going to be paid for by the company. And my daughter knows there's a contest on the line to go to Disney. You have to make 24 new sales. I have, what, about 5-6 sales towards that already. And my daughter says, Mommy, you're going to win that trip so we can go to Disney. And, you know, I mentioned the vacations because before this business opportunity, I never got a chance to take vacation. You know, I was at the work. You know, and whenever I ask for vacation time, no, Ms. Falk, we need you. You know, we need you to do this report. We need you to get this done. And I have to let folks know sometimes it's not a good thing to be too great at your job. They promised me 20 days vacation time, but whenever I asked for time off, I could never take it. There was always something that they wanted me to get done. Now, here it is with my YTB travel business. I'm getting these bonus checks, and I'm winning free vacations. And just because I own this opportunity, every single vacation I take, I can write it off on my taxes. I mean, it still feels unreal, but I feel so blessed. And the beauty in it is that, you know, they've just been teaching me as I go along because I didn't know anything about travel before I started YTB. And I sure didn't know anything about running business because, you know, I'm 41 years old. I worked a traditional job. Since the age of 14, I've been getting a paycheck. You know, so the idea of being a businesswoman really scared me. But I just want to let the women out there and whoever's listening to know that do not let fear keep you from living your dreams. You know, this is a beautiful opportunity. I'm just feeling so blessed. And the beautiful part in it is having been able to take my daughter along with me, you know, to some of the vacations. When our company had our convention in St. Louis, I was able to be there with my daughter and have my daughter come on stage with me when I got my awards. And it was the funniest thing because my daughter loves telling the story. She and I were out playing in the fountains. We were playing in the water. And I told her, baby, mommy needs to check her website for a minute. So there it is. I looked on my phone and I saw that I earned a $500 bonus. Someone in New York made a purchase while I was out in St. Louis playing in the water with my child that caused me to earn a $500 bonus. I'm talking about a bonus in addition to the regular commission. I said, oh, God, this is a beautiful opportunity, you know, and when my daughter tells that story, the ladies in the room go crazy, and they say, sign me up for YTV. So, you know, it's been wonderful.
All right. Sounds so, so exciting, you know. I mean, I know those, you know, those bonuses. I mean, I remember the year my wife was at convention, and I was home while she was at convention, and, you know, and I called my wife and let her know she had, you know, some more money that she could spend while she was at convention, because we had bonus while my wife was at convention. So I know how that feels. My wife definitely knows how that feels. Hey, before time slipped too far away from us, we got like about 8 minutes left. You said, you know, you need to make sales. You know, people probably trying to figure out what is it that we sell. Tell people about our product.
Well, I mean, a lot of times when people ask about the product, I say lifestyle. You know, and when I talk about sales, like, I would love to switch that word up, because I think it's with our business more about telling than selling, because we offer, you know, a website where someone can get their vacation, you know, from the website. So if someone wants to book their Memorial Day getaway, they can go to the website, you know, and they can buy their clothes for the trip. They can pay for whatever attractions or tours they want to take. So basically we have a business opportunity that allows you to save money and make money from your own travel, in addition to allowing you to make money when someone else books travel on the website. But the beautiful thing is, the person doesn't have to book travel for you to make money. If someone wants to shop on your website, we have more than 800 stores available on the website, stores that people are familiar with: Macy's, Target, Home Depot, QVC, HSN. So someone can actually sign up as an affiliate, when that means they're going to get discounts and a commission check back on for themselves, you know, for shopping on your website. And the company will pay you a match, 100% match of the money that your customers get, and the customers get paid too. So that's why I said, let me change it from selling to telling, because you don't have to convince anybody to take a trip. People are traveling anyway. You know, right now with Memorial Day coming, my phone is ringing off the hook. As soon as I get off of here, I got to call some folks and put some trips together, because people are getting away. So can you imagine owning this website where you can get monies off of travel that people want to take anyway? People are shopping anyway. So it's just letting folks know what you have. And the beauty in it, the way we're sharing this opportunity, if you share the opportunity with other folks and they say, well, this sounds great, I want to do this business too, and they decide, you know, to purchase the website, they're going to be blessed with a home-based business opportunity. And then we're blessed as far as the company paying us commission and the bonuses. You know, so for every 6 people who decide that they want to do this opportunity, the company's going to give you a $500 bonus. But the sweetest thing for this summer, you know, we know summer travel is really big, so there's a big push. After you get that first $500 bonus, you can get a $1,000 bonus, then a $1,500 bonus. So, you know, it's just great to be a part of this, because you don't have to convince anybody to do anything different than they're already doing. You know, just look for people who love to travel and who want to make some extra money. And when I go around and I'm meeting folks and I ask, do you know anyone who fits this criteria, they say, me, I want this. So it's just about spreading the word and sharing the blessing, because it's a lot of people that would benefit from working from home. And it's just being open to the opportunity and knowing that, yes, it is for real. And why not you? You know, this can be your life and your lifestyle. So this is Share the Blessing.
All right. All right. And, you know, one of the beautiful things is that the founder of this company, he put together something that is very unique in terms of the type of business that we're in the industry, and this thing they call the power team, because you were saying sharing the blessing. And you get these bonuses every time 6 people show up, or 6 people, you know, purchase the website. But you don't have to do all 6 of those quote-unquote tellings, as you say, as opposed to sellers. You don't have to do all 6 of those tellings yourself, that you have a team, and there's people on your team you know, share information, you get blessed and they get blessed. So tell us, you know, a little bit more about that aspect of the business so people don't think that it's something they have to do all by themselves.
Right, yes. I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, a lot of people, when we present the opportunity to them, the first thing they think is, well, I don't really know anybody, and I don't know if my friends and family would be interested in this. But the thing is, you know, I have this large team of folks, of people that when you look at us together, you would swear that we've known each other for years. These are people that I've just met a few months ago, a few weeks ago, you know, a few days ago. And just because of the network, you know, I think I may have shared this business with maybe about two or three people that I actually known for years, but the first person I shared it with, she shared the opportunity with folks, and then she had about six people that she knew to join the team. And then the next person had people that they know to join. And the thing is, you know, it goes on and on and on because, you know, everybody knows someone who is tired of their job, who may have gotten laid off and has been looking for an opportunity forever and just can't find something right. A lot of us know that single mom who would love to be home with their child, the person that's been downsized, the person that's retired who wants to stay retired without having to look for a part-time job. You know, the person who likes to have fun, the person who loves to travel. So these are all people that, you know, you can share this with. And like you said, just building the network. And the beauty in it is you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. You know, when someone joins the network, you're basically making a commitment and a promise to take them on and teach them and to share with them how to be successful. You know, I had one lady come to my business opportunity meeting, and, you know, she was a little skeptical, and she said, well, why should I do this? And, you know, I told her, I said, I'm not going to force you to do this. I want you to see the blessing, you know, once you get started, because once you start, you're a part of my family. I'm going to work with you and make sure that you know what you're doing so that you can win for you and your family. You know, so we definitely want people who are looking for us and who see the blessing. And when you're working as a team, you know, we're out there working together, helping each other to build our businesses. And that's the beautiful thing with YTB Travel Network is that, you know, there's not that one spot. Like a lot of us who work traditional jobs, you're waiting for the supervisor to leave so you can put your resume in for the spot. You're waiting for the director to leave so you can put your resume in. You're just hoping and praying, okay, when is this person going to leave because I need a promotion, I need a raise. But with YTB, it's on the table for anybody and everybody who's willing to do the work. You know, and when you're up there and you have the power team, you know, I want other people to get the bonuses and be up there with me and smiling and clapping. And we all have our big checks because that lets people know that this is real. You know, the directors, you see them all standing together laughing and clapping and hugging because every time someone succeeds, it lets us all know, yes, it is possible. You know, so that's the beautiful thing about this opportunity is that there's room at the top for whoever wants to run for that space. Definitely.
All right. We want to definitely thank you for being on with us this morning as we really wrap up. We're down to like about 50 seconds left. And I just want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come on and share your story and how your story, you know, hey, a lot of people can be able to relate to that. Also today, for people that are tuning in, our company has a national, every Wednesday, a woman's only call. That number is 712-432-0900. The PIN number is 104605-POUND. I'll repeat that number again, 172-432-0900. And the PIN number is 104605-POUND. And we want to thank people for tuning in today. We want to thank Ms. Falk for being our guest here on Home-Based Business 101 today. And just check out the website, our Blog Talk Radio website. We will be bringing on some more women and upcoming weeks and might even have another guest on before the week is up. So thank you, and hey, have a blessed day, Victoria.
Thank you so much.